Welcome back again to another episode of my Single Mama Diary. I'm so happy to be here yet again, and I brought me my very important, amazing, interesting, opinionated co-host, Nick.
All the gas in the world.
Yes.
All of it.
All the gas in the world, man.
Santisana, good to be back.
I'm thinking a beetroot of Kuza. Like, they'll be just like, Miriam, no, get the guy out of that place.
A beetroot of Amaliza.
Happy to have you here again.
Glad to be back. Talk to me.
There's a thing about deadbeat dads. Deadbeat. It's a thing. If the man is not responsible, he's a deadbeat. It's just that simple. If he's not taking care of the baby, if he's not supportive, if he's doing nothing, if he is a pain in the ass. By pain in the ass, I mean if I keep on hustling you to send me child support, if I keep on hustling you to send me money, yet I have your kid. You're just not taking responsibility. Please. What is it with these guys who don't want to be responsible for anything?
Before we get to that point, we are calling them deadbeat dads. You have to ask yourself, how did they even become fathers to begin with? I feel that if the man was not involved in the process of deciding to have this kid, then it's very difficult then to force him to be involved in the process of raising the kid.
I'm going to disagree with you a bit on that, because, you know, the guys who are always like, we're all in, we're going to be in this together, yeah? It's okay, fine, you're keeping the baby, yes. And, of course, the two of you will be in a relationship. But then, if you guys are not in a relationship, that's just it. Then you start hustling this human being to be responsible.
But I see, it goes back to what I just said.
Yeah.
If the man told you he's all in, let's have the baby, we got this, I got you, then that's different, because that means he was involved in the conversation.
Yeah.
He was part of that decision to keep the baby. So then naturally you would expect that since he committed to it, since he reassured you that you're in safe hands and he'll handle his responsibility, then you expect him to do something, to be the responsible man he told you he's going to be when you're deciding to keep the baby. Now contrast this with a man who knows he's not ready to have a child for whatever reason. It may be physical, it may be mental, it may be psychological, it may be he just feels he has to do other things first in life, then start a family, or then have the responsibility of a child in his life. Then now, 9 months in, you're telling him, sir, kuna bili ya hosi hapa, ya kuza, normal 130, nini, ya kwa japangezo vitu. He's not in that space in his life, you see. That's one. That's from a financial standpoint. Two, some people just genuinely don't want kids.
Okay.
They don't want kids. I'm not saying I'm in favor of deadbeat dads, but I'm saying we must be able to understand the issue from its genesis, from its roots.
There's a baby involved. Fine, you didn't want to have a kid, but we had unprotected sex. The baby happened. Okay? So I'm keeping the baby. It's your baby. As much as you're not for the opinion of me keeping the baby, I've decided that I'm keeping the baby.
So you're saying, in short, the man should bear the consequences of your decision.
The man should man up.
No, he manned up when he told you, "Then I want the kid." Meza pitu, tuende abortion talipa. I know a guy. Me 15k in sham lipa weenda tu ata sort. Bono kuenda.
Because I don't want that.
So that's, see,
do you ever understand?
No. That's what you want. That's what you want. Why am I involved in your wants?
Do you ever understand that as a woman, I also have to have an opinion on this?
Like, Sijakata, I'll bear the consequences of my decision. I don't want the kid, talipa your procedure, abortion, whatever. I'll do those ones. That's my decision. I'll bear the consequences. Why do you want me to help you bear the consequences of your decision?
Because it's our baby.
Me kwamba sitaki wewe mtu. Wewe ukaenda kaza. My deal with their things. I wasn't involved. I was very clear. I don't want the kid. I'll pay. I'll facilitate. I'll do everything he's doing. Terminate the pregnancy.
So you want to say,
when I made the decision I don't want the kid, I was going to bear the consequences. It's so physical, it's blah. You made the decision to keep the baby. Baby, I'm sad about.
So you want to say deadbeat dads are deadbeat because they didn't want the baby?
Not in all situations. There are men who, like you said, they reassure you and they do all those sincerely nice things. You decide to keep the baby and then they just abandon you. Or then in the process of your pregnancy or shortly after you give birth or something, they meet someone else, you guys break up, and he starts being responsible for this child he told you to keep.
Yes.
Now, in that instance, there's no debate. There's no. It's unequivocal that it's a deadbeat dad, you see. Because when you look at the root of it, the genesis of it, involved in the entire conversation, he even encouraged you to keep the baby. He told you he'll have your back. And then at the end of the day, he flicks. That's a deadbeat dad.
Nick is also an advocate, and I had to talk about this because I've talked to my friends so many times, and they're always like, you know what? If you're a single parent, just go sue the guy, and then he's going to take responsibility. And I know so many people are of that opinion, but I've not done that. I don't think I'm going to be in a space where I'm going to do that for my own reasons. What are the implications? Let's say I decide to, or someone who's listening, you're a single mom. You want this guy to be responsible.
Or a single dad.
Wait, single dads can also sue?
Of course.
No way.
I'll tell you why.
Let's have that.
Okay, well, of course we live in a society where a man suing the woman for child support just seems ludicrous. Dude. Fuck you mean?
Yeah.
You're a man.
Do not sue.
What do you mean?
You're a freaking man.
And yet, you know, for those, there are those women who manage now Maisha.
Yeah.
And then maybe she's in campus, you're a hustler, you kind of set a family. She makes it, dates her boss, he pass. Of course, the boss doesn't want this baggage.
Yeah.
And a kwachanam toy.
Yeah.
You're still a hustler because you're hustling even maybe to take care of the home, yakisoma. You get my point?
Yeah.
So she's in a better position to provide financially for this child. The tables have been turned in this instance.
Yes.
But which man is going to sue? Now, the system that works looks only at the child, and this is where women are really taking advantage of men. It doesn't matter if you had a conversation before. It doesn't matter that you wanted the child. It doesn't matter that Undali Hepanani, or when she was pregnant, she played me, then we broke up, Nikamwacha. No.
Mm-hmm.
The system doesn't care about that. You go to the children's court, it only considers the best interests of the minor. Only. He didn't care about your scrubbers as parents.
So the man can sue the woman.
And the woman can sue the man.
And the woman can sue the man.
Yeah, provided you can make a good case that the other party is fully capable of handling some of the responsibilities that come with the child, and they're not doing it.
Yeah.
And that it's their baby. So that's against of DNA tests and whatnot.
Yeah.
You prove it's their baby, they're in a position to actually do something, you get some help. Mm-hmm. Remember, from the passing of the new constitution, raising a child is a 50-50 job. So it's no longer the old system where you go and say, I need 100,000 because I take any chakula kila kitu.
Yeah.
If you need 100K and can just 500K, the man likes to have 50.
Okay.
Prepare to have 50. Seem to talk.
Alright.
Also to more 50.
Okay.
Because women are really abusing that system.
Also, it's no longer
on do everything.
On the side of the man.
That's one. Mm-hmm. And then two, most courts would rather reason and say, okay, fine. You have some needs, but also a parent. You can't afford 50K each. What at 70? What at 30? Or it can be, the man can say, your honor, me or me, as you meet a talker, I can afford 50. So you'll be able to shrink the quality of life to this 50K or whatever it is you guys can raise jointly.
Okay.
You see,
okay.
There's no more, the man does everything. Or the woman. That was done away with. Because women are taking advantage of that system.
Okay.
You see? So you go to court. You can go to court, you can sue. Remember, if a person is a deadbeat dad, now in that category I'm telling you about, a person who knows his responsibilities, committed to dealing with them, and then has flaked. I've seen cases in court, you get your order, unless the person is employed, because if they're employed, you can take the order to the employer, tell the HR every month, directly deduct this Akakoya account, and the HR will do it. But I've also seen some men actually quit jobs.
Why?
Because then you can't trace his income.
No.
Which is. And Nachakaza, I'm broke. You go to court, as my order, I'm jobless.
What, so he's quitting his job because he doesn't want to share?
Because he doesn't want you to get a pain. And if he has a job, you can easily establish this is his payslip because the court can compel the employer.
Okay.
Every month, deduct 30,000 and pay directly to person X. The court can compel that.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't have a job, una kata wapi.
So if you go to court, your baby's dad runs... He's an entrepreneur, okay? He has a couple of businesses. He can actually just say he doesn't have a thing. He doesn't have a penny. Because you can't quantify that.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. If a person is a deadbeat, if a person doesn't want to do the right thing, they just won't do it.
So you'd rather actually just raise the baby
You're better off having a conversation with this human.
Yeah.
If you go to court, don't go to court and pin on your hopes there. You may get the orders you want. They can be helpful. There can be a reason for you to compel them. If you don't obey the court order, I'll move the High Court for contempt proceedings, blah, blah. They can be useful. But if you can identify a known asset or a known income stream, you can use the order to attach that income stream. It can be useful. But it cannot change the mindset of a person by taking him to court, by getting a court order. Some people, because looking for like a court, into something, you thought you bring me here and embarrass me.
Exactly.
So
it's
a double-edged sword. You can never really predict where it's going to go.
Yeah.
I always, always advocate for dialogue. And I've told so many of my clients, if the other party is doing what they can, maybe little. You never know someone's struggles.
Mm-hmm.
Most Kenyans have come to discover through this children's court martial are posturing.
Mm-hmm.
You want to be seen a particular way, it's a particular way. Well, this fake it till you make it, which I guess works for some people.
Yeah.
But when you go in depth, this person is living on a shoestring budget.
Yeah.
So let's say, if you are talking, if they're sending something small and they have not completely ignored their duty, I shall know it. Have the conversation. Because when you maintain that cordial relationship, two things automatically happen. Your child is more likely to have a father or mother in their life.
Okay.
In a biological one. Which, of course, you can move on, get a dad, blah. More likely.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't feel like you're a hostile.
Okay.
A hostile entity. So I feel Saki mambo leo.
Yeah.
What has happened? Your child has not interacted with the father. That's one. Two, if you are cordial, and this guy is generally doing the best he can with what little he has, unless kumunga tamfungulia, because kumunga na jua tuwake, the ration that the kid gets that you get
mm-hmm.
will automatically go up. You'll be telling him, if you have 10,000 for any shopping, you can come, jump to me 7. Let me send you something.
That's so easy. I feel like that's so easy for you to say. For a responsible person to say, because you're actually taking care of your kids.
Yeah.
You're responsible, yes. You're a single parent, but you're responsible for your kids. You know? And I think most people are struggling with the fact that I can't actually force him to take care of the baby. So then I'm deciding, as much as I want to go to court and everything, and you've just outlined all that, now this person could just decide and say they have nothing.
But you know, here's the thing. I'm not discounting the court process. Mm-hmm. There are some people who are deadbeat, looking at Kotini, they feel like, it's going to be my reputation, let me just step up. So it helps you. I'm not discounting it.
Mm.
But I'm saying don't pin all your hopes on it. Some people in Sugu, at when they Kotini back at Supreme Court, he'll do everything within his power to kuchenga your system. Guys even transfer assets from their names to their mother's names. You won't care to me, sina kitu. There's nothing can attach, there's nothing can sell, I own nothing. This one's a company, it's his arm. The company is his, but I know it by law, those are separate legal entities.
Yeah.
So don't go kama hizo. So don't pin all your hopes on court. My best experience, dialogue.
Okay.
Couples who can talk, go further, and create a very good environment for the child, than couples are fighting it out in court. Of course, if it's a proper deadbeat OCD at all, and you know they are capable,
mm-hmm.
then go to court. It can't hurt. As a mother, you owe it to your child to do everything in your power to give them the best possible life.
Yeah.
Which sometimes may include going to court, so that if the dad starts stepping up, then you have more to mm-hmm. give to the baby, they can go to a better school.
Sure.
Eat better, go on holidays, get more exposure, that kind of thing. So you owe your child that. If it comes to it, go to court for the sake of your child. Not for your ego, not for your reputation, not to punish the dad, mm-hmm. set it to the heart of your heart. No.
Go to court for the sake of the baby.
Even if it's giving you 10, 15, 20K, whatever amount per month,
yeah.
it's an extra thing you can do for your child.
Yeah.
You see? So for the sake of your child, push comes to shove, go to court. It won't hurt. Ikikata imekata, but you tried.
Mm.
I think the biggest duty we owe our kids as parents is to try. You should be able to look at your child and know I did everything I could possibly do to give them the best possible life.